We're starting the show, Michael. That's what's happening. Oh,
kicking it off.
Yeah. You can't effing what's going on while the mics are dead, man.
Hey, I'm Black Velvet.
Black Velvet. All right, yeah. You know what? There's nothing.
Yellow.
I wanted to do like a 30-second intro about how I ruined it.
I stepped all over
you. No, it's fine. You did nothing. All you did was bring creativity and ingenuity and a positive attitude, sir.
Okay.
You know what? This is a cauldron. We all piss in it and make a stew. Mm. Witch's stew. That's what the witches do, right?
That's what witches they do. Brew.
Yeah.
Witches brew, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I just, it's my first time in a long time. We record this at a public access station. Everyone, by the way, it's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, Michael Johnson, Joe Gagliardi. Mm. I said that in order of their importance, but not weight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm tipping that scale. Pun intended.
You got us. You got us. But don't worry. I'm hot on your heels because I went into the kitchen and I seen someone who's recording in another studio about 20 minutes prior walk in with Costco pizzas. I forgot that. Mm. I stole a piece of pizza. And I ate it, a Costco-sized slice of pizza in 3 bites.
Is that
the jig is up?
Really large slice?
Very large. Very, very beefy slice of pie. And I don't get laid, so I've never hate-fucked,
what
really.
What is a Costco whole pizza? Is that like the size of like a car?
It's like a tire.
It is, yeah. Tire. It's you could use it as a rim in
really?
Yeah, in the community. As we call it.
It was like one of those snow saucers. Do you ever see those snow saucers back in the day? It was like a sled, but it was just a circular disc you sat in. It's like that.
Oh, yeah. Like, how have children never ripped out their testicles going down a hill or popped a hymen or whatever? Like,
you're just spinning all sorts of directions.
You're on the thinnest sheet of plastic hurtling over rocks and broken bottles, and yet no one, had their scrotum ripped out from them.
I bet you could Google that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, actually find it on YouTube.
Or call the people that make those and ask them to go down their lawsuits as far as, or whoever.
How many silicon testicles have you had to purchase?
How many's in there right now?
Like, they're doing the analysis like GMC did with the ground.
They'd be like, sir, you can find that number on our website.
You know damn well.
Yeah.
It's like every time you click on, it's like it rolls up another number.
like a GeoCities traffic tracker,
like the national debt.
I love it. You go to their website, it's like home products, contact us, testicles.
Zero testicles replaced today.
1,300,000
It has been 360 days since our last testicle replacement.
Oh my god, that is a great product, Ben.
Keep that sign right up front.
Yeah, so I dove in and I just like shoved that pizza in my mouth.
Was
like,
it good?
No, Costco pizza's not great, but I kind of like hate fucked it down my stomach. I was just like, get in there, you slut. And
that is just. Now, how many total chews? So 3 bites, how many total chews?
I did chew, but I mean, like, I didn't want to get caught red-handed with it. So, I mean, I crammed it in like a goddamn chipmunk.
Why didn't you want to get caught?
Because of someone else's pizza. Like, I was just stealing someone's pizza.
Oh,
yeah.
It wasn't laying out there for just anyone in the studio.
No, like, they put it out for their people, but now their people are locked away in Studio B, and I'm like, perfect crime, and there's like a half pizza.
That's what I do when there's food left over at work.
Of course.
Yeah.
Back when I worked in radio, I was coming in for the night shift, the overtime show with Bill Roland, and the sports junkies would get food like at like 8 in the morning at good old Billy. They would get food delivered 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, and I'm talking like scallops, lobster, crap like that, and I would march in 6:30 at night and just be like, free is free, and put it in, and it became like a running bit after a while, like, what dog shit will Papa Giorgio cram in?
Wait.
Yeah,
you ate scallops and lobster that had been sitting around for 12 plus hours?
Yeah, it turns out the Jews were wrong. That stuff cannot make you sick.
I don't. That's like hallucination territory, man. I ate eggs once that had been sitting out for like 12 hours, and I was hallucinating for like 2 days.
Really?
It was brutal, man. I had the sweats. I was watching this. I remember laying on the couch. I had like 102 fever. I was losing my mind.
Are you sure?
I was watching this NBA game on the TV, and then all of a sudden I was watching the NBA game on the sliding glass door.
That's just a reflection, Joe.
Not at that angle. Not at that angle. It was back and to the left.
All right.
And to the left.
What's the illness you get from bad eggs?
Priapism.
Sam
erection.
Sam Onella?
I thought that was chicken.
It's just a bacteria. You can get it from.
I mean, I remember, as a kid, my mom would, it was this weird duality where she'd be whipping a cake batter or whatever the hell and be like, do you want this? But also salmonella. And I would just grab the beaters from her hand and be like, the juice is worth the squeeze, bitch.
Yeah, I've eaten cake batter all my life. And
yeah, exactly.
No one pointed that out until I had a child and I was giving her cake batter and I was like, oh, yeah, there is raw egg in there.
Yeah. Now, I think
but she's fine, and I think I built up a tolerance.
That's how it works, yeah. You're like, I built up a tolerance. I've done a lot of raw dogging. I've got an AIDS tolerance in place. Jesus.
There is another thing. That
I am not that cocky about it.
No.
Salmonella and something else. There's another one you can get. Salmonella and whatever. Makes you poop. That's a bottom line.
E. coli?
E. coli. There it is. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
E. coli. Edward coli
at a Hardee's once a year.
You get E. coli once a year at a Hardee's.
No, they.
That's like a side dish.
You see some sort of news report where it's like
a. Yeah, it's like a special. It's like try the new E. coli.
I just wanted that to be original June 21st.
I gotta go. Where are you going? Don't go back there. I have to do it.
It's the cleansing. Capital T. Capital C. God. Yeah, man. I have nothing. I want to talk about on this show
done. Yeah. I think I was going to say that. That's then why do we have a show?
And that's our show.
Yeah, we're off. And Joe can eat his old eggs and get a boner. Yeah. And
you're stealing Costco pizza and just gulleting it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you don't think I'm going to go back for a second slice, like I'm going to try to record the show real fast and we just walk in like fat pigeons that have posable thumbs and just go right in that box.
I mean, I feel like inevitably at some point when Michael gets on his soapbox and starts talking about like, I don't know, Aborigine rights or something. I don't know, some obscure, serious topic. I'll slide out and grab
something else he's against.
I would never talk about that. I would talk about their right to have what? Wait, what did you say?
You kind of sound like Black Velvet right now. Like,
I am Black Velvet.
I just want to see your mouth. I just want to see like just a close-up of your lips just being like, you be the Mississippi.
We have teased Black Velvet already.
We can't sit on it anymore.
No,
we can't sit. Okay. All right, guys. I live in Fairfax, Virginia, humble brag. And
terrible.
About 6 months ago, while other people would work, I was at a GameStop killing time. I walked out of the GameStop.
Can you state your age again?
I'm 38 years young, Michael. Oh, okay. 38 years young. I walk out, and there is like a, not a Corolla, I don't know, like a large-ass Toyota. What's the step up from Corolla?
Camry.
Camry.
Right?
Yeah. There's, I believe, a Camry, and it just has like what looks like a fat Sean Combs kind of ad for Ciroc or something.
Nice.
But it's just like this like smooth looking black dude with the groomed mustache, and it's just a huge label, a huge adhesive on the side of his car of him. And it just says, I am Black Velvet.
Brilliant.
To the side of it. And like I just sit there photographing his car because I'm like,
is he sitting next to it?
No, he was
standing outside.
Was he in the GameStop?
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, we were discussing Mario World 3. Yeah.
Was he in the Chuck E. Cheese next door?
So I'm photographing it, and like out walks this dude, the Black Velvet, whose entire jet black car has the Black Velvet URL. It has, which is iamblackvelvet.com.
Shut up.
It has little icons for Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. So you know this guy is like got, it looks like the top of a WordPress, but it's his car.
Nice.
The
top of a WordPress.
Black Velvet walks out. And I mean, he's just like this paunchy little brother, like in a t-shirt with like flip-flops on. Like
he is not what you would imagine.
He is not Black Velvet. At all.
He was more like burlap.
Yeah. Like,
you gotta exactly. be like, dude, you have to stay on brand 24 hours a day. If you're gonna pull this, you know, you can't just walk out
like,
of any place.
It's
in, like
seeing
flip-flops.
Batman on a day off, so he's got the cowl on. Like he doesn't want, you know, Bruce Wayne, but then he's also got on like an Eddie Money shirt.
Did he really?
And just like
now that I don't know. Well, Eddie Money shirt on my
Okay, there's a place to start up a conversation.
Yeah.
Eddie Money, stage 4 cancer tragedy.
Well, you know what? Speaking of another 80s song, every time you mention this guy's name, all I can think of is that, you know, that song, Black
Velvet. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I guess that was Black Velvet by Tom Waits.
Yeah.
Who sings it?
Tom.
Every time, like, he opens his car door, that song by Alana Miles.
I was going to say, I know it started with an A.
Alana Miles,
yeah.
You're listening to The Quiet Storm.
Or, like, when he, like, opens the trunk from Coming to America. Is that Velvet?
He's the old Jewish guy. Yeah. So
this is beautiful.
I absolutely posted about Black Velvet the first time I saw him. I'm not sure if he really came up on the show that week, but like I took photos of it because it's mind blowing to me, the cockiness, but also like the confidence. I respected it. Like if I had, if I hadn't lost my testicles in a sledding accident as
a
child,
is it confidence or does he just not? Yeah. I mean, I wonder if there's there
hubris.
There are family and friends that are just like,
should have stepped in.
Yeah. Just let him go.
Like called the state at some point. Yeah. Well,
like,
you know what I think a good barometer for it is, if I may? I think it's, if you had kids, like if you had coherent age kids, not like babies, would they be embarrassed? Like if you rolled into your school, would your kids' friends be like, yo, that's so tight, your dad's Black Velvet? Or would they be like, oh my God, get your phones out.
Wait, what is his product?
So
it's his lips. The whole thing. It's the pencil thin mustache.
That's his website. You go to his site and you just hear him like reading or watch him reading poetry.
Well, okay. You go to iamblackvelvet.com and it is legitimately just a WordPress.
.org.
Yeah, that has Taste of the Familiar. These are the tabs. There's not a testicles tab or contact. There's Taste of the Familiar. There's Personal. There's Motivation, Devotion, Vision, Product for the Low. I don't know what that means.
Let's get a Product for the Low.
Yeah.
For 200, okay. Alex.
I'm going to click on Product for the Low. Oh, he has a bunch of Black Velvet t-shirts.
Merch?
Yeah. It looks like there's one design, and it's just on a bunch of different shirts.
Are the shirts velvet?
They're not. They are shirt material.
They do not sell in the summertime.
You can't do that. You can't call it. You gotta, if your name has a material in it, and you make a t-shirt,
it's got to be right? It's got to be velvet.
Like if my name's Joey Cotton, and I show up, I'm selling polyester t-shirts, you're going to be like, kind of fake ass right. Cotton.
That's
you.
Still better than Joey the Comedian or whatever.
Yeah.
Hell you
did you get a look at the interior of his car? It's got to be velvet, right? Velvet seats.
I have not looked inside either time.
What would velvet feel like to like sit in?
It sounds like you would die in an accident. Like even with a buckle on, you would just slip out of the seat and be crushed under your dash.
So what else is it? So what is his, like, why am I going here and what am I getting out of it?
I forgot to mention why. I'm driving around today. I pull up next to Black Velvet and I'm like, holy shit, he is still in the area. You've got to be kidding me. I photograph the car. This time I go and I explore the URL. So you're asking Michael about the shirts on the URL?
I just want to know what is his product?
He is, I believe, a Renaissance man. He's a designer. He's a poet.
Yep.
He's a lover.
So why am I going? Why am I getting anything from him?
So apparently you're not moved by love or poetry or t-shirts that say things like she loves to spot me.
I think we need to call him. Is there a contact
as
number?
I exercise my faith?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get in touch with. I am not
Black
seeing
Velvet.
That. I am seeing pictures of every means of payment at the bottom of the page, though. Venmo and Apple Pay and everything.
You should call him and be
there.
Like,
there is no phone number?
No, there is not, unfortunately. I would love to call Black Velvet.
Does he have a Twitter or?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I think we need to tweet him. We need to get this man on the phone.
All right. Black Velvet on Twitter is. Okay, this did not go. It went to a Tumblr.
How much you want to bet? Wait. Real quick.
Sure.
Let me get the. I'm going to set the over under on whether or not the numbers 6 and 9 appear in this dude's handle anywhere. I'm going to set the over under 70% chance that they appear.
I would not take that. Black Velvet's a poet. He's not a brute.
No, there's not the brute. 6'9" is an 69 is an elegant man. That's elegance, man. It's like it's perfectly reciprocal.
Oh,
you know,
it's all about
it's like gentle and loving. And
Black Velvet isn't
here's
like that.
Here's a book he wrote called Something More Comfortable. is a unique in that it isn't merely a collection of poems about the ups and downs of relationships. Something More Comfortable is a unique.
Boom.
Is a he's a poet. Why are you trying to make him a slave to syntax? He's a poet.
NYT bestseller.
If he's writing books, he needs at least a proofreader.
Keep reading. You know what? Let your heart do the
talking. In the vein of the saying, a picture is worth a thousand words. Included are 20 photos that tell their own story of love in its infancy.
He did not put an apostrophe in that "its." That's a man who can write. Continue. Credit where it's due.
The incredibly crazy story that led to the conception of this book is a perfect example of no matter how well we plan things, will not always go exact. I'm sorry, Black Velvet. I am now butchering your words.
I am failing. Will not you always go reading,
exactly
Jones.
As designed, but it is all part of recognizing and appreciating when we have finally found that thing that we were always looking for.
I think you're burying the lead, Michael. What is the cover of Something More Comfortable?
It is where I want to get buried.
The cover of Something More Comfortable is Black Velvet in, what would you call that, black and white formal wear? Is that a tux? I mean,
yeah, it looks like it.
He's in a tux. A
black tie.
Yeah, black tie around his neck. He's not wearing it. He's in a relaxed mood now. And his face is being cradled against a gigantic pair of black breasts in transparent black lingerie.
I mean, the cover has me. I'm interested.
I want to see the rest of her face.
What I'm worried about is what the description doesn't have the payoff that the cover promises.
That it's just pictures of him making love to the cover model.
I mean, I would see a whole study of him just in between large breasts.
Put me down for that.
I think you can do like a whole gallery showing on that. Let's see. Here.
I feel like we need to take on some of the Black Velvet mindset. And the question would be, what body part would John Papagiorgio's head be appropriately nestled into to promote his new book?
Is a hamburger a body
Papa's
part?
Papa's Basement, 600 plus and still going.
Yeah.
And it'd be just you with your head in like a horse's crotch.
Wow, he does really have every source of online payment.
At the bottom.
You are not out of options.
There's MasterCard. I forgot MasterCard existed. He has MasterCard.
The only thing he doesn't have is Discover. Does he have? Or no, he does.
Come on, man. You know he takes Discover.
So
you have to, man. You want to be in the game.
The website is almost empty. If you click on these tabs, it kind of just goes to nothing.
I'm on his Instagram now.
So yeah, we found exactly the Insta. The Insta has videos of him reading his poetry aloud.
Episode 3, The Awakening.
He's doing a pod too?
I guess, yeah.
That son of a bitch is coming for our crown?
Something More Comfortable.
Oh.
The Black Velvet Experience. Episode 3.
So the poetry is just pictures of his like mouth, his very succulent lips, great mouth on this guy, reading his poetry aloud. And I wanted to just put.
Well,
some
I think
of
it would be only fair
uh-huh.
to have him on at some point to have him explain or like, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us what is it that you do?
What happened to you? That's question one.
Well, you can ask him that.
Okay. Where did it go wrong? No, me at 20 would have laughed hysterically at this. Me in his late 30s, there's laughter. Don't get me wrong, but there's also like, good for him.
I'm all for what he's doing. I think like even,
you know, this gets him late.
I think the advertisement on the car is smart. I think you might see that more and more as we get into the future and people start becoming their own brand.
Okay.
Yeah. You know?
Like Raylene in Los Angeles. Is that who I'm thinking of? Hold on.
Porn star?
Raylene is a porn star. God damn it. Who am I thinking of?
But what I have an issue with is like, I want to know what is it that he's selling?
Oh, Angeline. Sorry. How could I mix that up? Angeline, who just had a billboard of herself like in downtown LA for like years on end, like a duration that would put the Room's billboard to shame. And it was just like her, just I'm like Angeline, you know.
And she just was advertising her.
Yeah, she was. I think she did.
What's his motivation, Link?
Some music and crap like that, but it was just people in Los Angeles knew of this billboard of Angeline. It was just like this blonde, you know, in like 80s, like shit you'd seen a Warrant video she was wearing. And that was it. She was Angeline. You saw her big cans. It was Angeline.
Angeline.
Yeah. Right. This is Black Velvet. He just can't afford the billboard, I guess. Or we don't have billboards in Nova.
He has an advertisement on his Tumblr. I am in need of a tenor to sing the chorus for Love Samples.
Oh.
I mean,
Joe?
I'm just saying. I'm over a baritone, but that's fine.
Okay.
You know, Michael's obviously the quiet storm.
I can do it.
This
then.
Is Michael Johnson.
I can do
the
it.
Quiet storm.
Did you guys want to hear the poetry? Like just the talking mouth poetry?
I feel like, real quick, please. We need to applaud the creative genius of putting in the I am Black Velvet. It's not just Black Velvet.
Well, that's
it's,
just...
This car is not someone else that just likes Black Velvet. This is the Black Velvet Mobile. I am Black Velvet.
What kind of car is it again?
Camry. It's a Toyota Camry.
Let me punch it up.
It was a Toyota Camry Hybrid SE. It was a sport edition, 17-inch rims, 12 spoke on that bad boy, you know, low pro tires, the rubber bands, too fast, too furious out this mob.
As much as I don't want to deny the premise, it's a Chevy Impala. Like, I was off.
Go back and what would Sean Westfall say?
Oh, I
you just denied.
I no-butted you so hard. I'm so sorry.
And that's our show.
That's our show. Yeah. But I had to look up the photo of what it is, really.
It's... Fuck Donald J. Trump.
Oh, and one more thing.
God bless him. Hi, Sean.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Miss you, man.
Sean doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen. He's never going to make it this far.
No.
Well, I mean, you know, what material would Sean be? I feel like Sean would be like, I am the scratchy side of Velcro.
Yeah.
Right?
I am the 5 o'clock shadow.
I'm the hooks on the Velcro.
I don't know.
Yeah, is that not a no? Michael John, I mean, look at that. See that look?
He's just tired.
Not
he's,
a fan?
He's done with it all.
He's a paralegal,
he's
man.
He's Olive Velvet over here.
What's that?
I said he's Olive Velvet over here.
I am the Olive Velvet.
He is Olive Velvet.
It's tough. You're jumping out of planes all day?
I am.
But doing paralegal? All right, it's fine. That's fine. Moving right along.
So I think we should definitely have this guy on, though.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we can reach out.
Here's the thing. If he does come on,
Everybody's got to... I'm going to talk. I'm going to make my voice as deep as I possibly can for the entire time because I'm not going to be out velveted by the Black Velvet.
Okay. That was the most racist thing ever done on this show. I need to show you the door now.
Talking in a deep voice?
Yeah.
Is somehow...
That's disgusting.
It's not even as deep as Michael's.
Really?
His voice is way deeper.
Michael does it in a different way.
He just does it naturally. He doesn't force it. Michael is teal velvet.
There you go.
Teal velvet.
That's
teal
how
velvet.
You do it without crossing.
Sea foam green velvet.
Even your normal voice sounds racist now. That's what's
just,
happened.
You are just the worst
that's
person on
happened.
Planet Earth. You know that?
That's what's
God,
happened.
God,
can we listen to some goddamn poetry restore some peace?
Read the poetry, man.
I'm not going to read a damn thing. He's going to read it. Black Velvet, through the magic of his Instagram, is going to read his poetry.
He is Black Velvet.
Okay, are you ready?
Duh.
Let's do it.
F. Here it comes, man.
Baby, you be the Tigris, and I'll be the Euphrates. Let us flow together. I mean, grow together. Till we become one.
Is now, he jerking off?
That is 100% my phone sex voice back in my 20s when I was like still gave a shit about phone sex. Yeah.
I heard the Tigris and the Euphrates. I missed the third line.
Yeah, it sounded like he walked up some stairs before recording that. It was very breathy.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, replay the first three lines again.
Okay. I believe that's a stanza.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Okay.
Baby. You be the Tigris, and I'll be the Euphrates. Let us flow together. I mean, grow together.
Wait, did he actually trip up over his, like, is he like,
I think
let's
wordplay
flow together? And he's like, no, I mean,
crow together. Yeah. And then he mutters, fuck.
Can I be honest? Did he say the tigress?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it tigress or tigress?
It's tigress.
Am I like an Egyptian snob? Does that make me, you know?
Yeah, you need to know your Mesopotamia, sure. Oh. Yeah, no, you got it. Joey's all about Mesopotamia, man. He doesn't shut the fuck up about Sumer, Babylonia.
Yeah, man. You know, King Tut.
Yeah.
I'm the Euphrates.
You be the pyramids.
And
Euphrates. I'll be the Sphinx.
My dog's got rabies. Let's start the civilization of humanity from this little cradle baby.
I'll be the Popeye's chicken sandwich. You be my mouth.
Okay, so I don't get it. That's why I want.
That's fine, because there's so many more.
What aspect? What don't you get? What aspect exactly don't you get?
Okay, so I'm driving by and I see I am Black Velvet.
Yes.
.com, and I'm like,
so far so good. I'm tracking with you.
And then I get online.
Yes.
And let's say that's the first thing I pull up.
Okay, you've gone to his Instagram already, so he's already got you.
Oh, is that from the Instagram?
Yeah, you're already going to see the Black Velvet lifestyle.
So either I just decide, you know what? I think this is for me. I want this in my, you know, social media stream every day.
Yes.
Okay. Dumb.
Who wouldn't?
He already has put more into artwork than I ever have for this show. His top post is something more comfortable, the Black Velvet Experience, Episode 3, The Awakening. Why aren't we playing this podcast on our podcast?
I don't know.
Okay. I
come to my
need to find this
podcast.
I just want to do a little more poetry, though, man.
And
this
play
is
it.
Let's come on. Come
All
on.
Right.
Come on.
Let's hear
They
it.
Say that the eyes are the window to the soul.
Yes.
And she says that I am the beholder.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, when I call her stunning, hell, even breathtaking, am I truly seeing her beauty, or is she merely a reflection of the light off my soul?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
This is where I say, BV, you are overthinking this.
Yeah. Think about that. Think the fuck about that. Try. My brain is doing Flight of the Fucking Bumblebee right now. That's what's happening after hearing that. That.
I will promise $5 to Michael Johnson if he can hum Flight of the Bumblebee right now.
On your dick?
All right, I'm just kidding. I don't have $5. Get the hell out of here. I didn't think you'd get that.
That is, you know what? I don't think we need to have him on.
Me neither. Like, if you didn't think that would be so awkward so fast. Like, let the man's fucking art speak for itself, Michael.
Where do you come up with your ideas?
I sit in a dark room.
I eat a bowl of ice cream.
I turn out the lights, and then the magic happens.
I lick my lips.
Get on the waterbed.
I see myself on video.
And let's make some waves.
Joey's got me on video right now. He's showing me. Joe is reflecting an image of me back at me.
It's called social media, man.
Just like the fucking poem, fucking God.
I'm just saying, shout out to Eric Jarvis. Guy's watching live. Eric Jarvis watching live. I'm just saying, shout out.
Eric Jarvis?
This is how social media works, man.
From the Eagles, Eric Jarvis?
Obviously. I mean, get the fuck out of here.
What is up, Eric Jarvis?
I'm just saying.
You know, EJ. BJ for EJ. BJ for EJ. BJ.
I think he actually goes, now that I think about it, I think he actually goes by EJ.
Does he?
I remember correctly. Yeah, that's good. That's a great. EJ's great. I love that. EJ, AJ.
I like EJs because they cover everything. You just walk in, you're like, I just want an ejaculation
and
job.
Everything job.
Whatever the fuck does it. Yeah, feet.
And EJ.
Your nose, just EJ this shit.
He's MJ. Mm-hmm. You know?
All right, another poem, man?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to do another one?
Give me the lead
one
metaphor.
More, and then I want to...
One more. Look, dude, if you're worried about it...
I've had enough.
They put Scotchgard on the seats, man. Your pussy juices are not going to ruin the fucking seat. Yeah.
You be fed up, and I want some more.
I'm leaking from both pussies right now, the front and the back, man. I am.
An animal.
How many followers?
Give me the...
If he has more than me, I'll fucking kill myself.
Give me the...
I will R. Bud Dwyer in this studio right now.
Give me the lead metaphor in the next poem. The last one was, you be the tigress, I'll be the Euphrates. What's the lead metaphor in the next one? Is it like, you be the chocolate chips?
It is.
I'll be the batter.
The Eddie Murphy film Boomerang. That's the metaphor.
That's the.
Fuck, let's hear it. Okay. It's just another like blacklight picture. It's literally, it looks like blacklight of his mouth. How fucking great would it be if he puts the blacklight up and there's just like dried gum in his pants?
Oh, God, you're just the worst.
Good morning. Hope you have a great day.
Oh, you too, baby.
Good morning.
It's just a loop of this?
Hope you have a great
day. Okay, this is just going to be the audio bed for the rest of the show. All right.
Eventually we're going to start chopping up Papa's Basement.
Yeah.
Can we get a show clip right now for, we get a poll going for who can
hope
say,
you have a great day.
Good morning.
Uh-huh.
Good hope morning. You have a great day. Which of the three of us is sexiest? I'll chop it up. We'll take a
hope
poll.
Hope you have a great
okay.
day.
Hold on. Let me click out of this. Right. I broke my promise to the listener and thus I should die.
Yeah. You're just all about the denial.
All right. Who's going first?
I feel like what is this?
Michael Janssen. We're going to go around the room and see who can say.
I think Michael wins it. I'm going to be the worst.
Good morning.
Oh, fuck. I'm already wet.
I hope you have a great day.
Okay, all right.
That's
all right.
Pretty good. That's
fucking flawless mimic.
Not
what do you got, Gags?
You ready?
Yeah.
Good morning. I hope you have a great day.
All right.
You can't beat. That's a winner right there.
Yeah.
That's out of the gate.
I don't even have to go.
That's
but
an early
right.
lead.
Down the stretch. Table.
Good morning.
Thanks, buddy. You got me covered.
Have a great day.
Hold on. I'm doing Max Danny Glover when they do Lethal Weapon 5 and 6.
Good morning. Have a great day.
I can't do it at all. My voice goes like upper register for the show, kind of. It cuts out my bass to sound energetic. I only got so much pipe.
Yeah, well, in more ways than one.
Hey-o.
So, yeah, that's I am that's Black Velvet, man.
Bravo, Victor. Everyone knows where they can go to find his work.
Merch.
And a value. Yeah, and merch.
I am blackvelvet.biz.
There might be more merch than...
Hold on. I gotta do this. Come on. Where are you? Here it is. We're listening to episode 3, The Awakening of Something.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Something More Comfortable, The Black Velvet Experience. I am your host, Black Velvet, and I must say that I am truly, truly delighted to be joined this evening by a very, very, very special guest. Matter of fact, she is the inspiration behind this poem that we're going to do tonight.
This guy's like the ladies' man.
I am delighted to be joined by the incomparable Queen Micheline. Say hey to the people.
Hello.
I was just going to say, bad Skype connection kicks in. He laughed for me.
Right. Yeah. It is a pleasure.
Oh, he doesn't even balance the levels.
Pleasure's mine.
It is hilarious when
this
I think
sounds
about
like a cross
how
phone
all of this
line.
Even started. How
this
we
is
met
not a goddamn
whole,
interview.
The you were really hating
it. It was like,
you were just awful.
How you reached out to me was like, wait, what? I knew I loved
you. Like, what is this? It sounds like he's talking over a song.
And it was crazy because I knew right away.
It does. It sounds like like talking
oh
over a TV
God.
Show.
Oh my God. Okay. You know what? I can't even abide. I can't have. Yes, I can.
Wait, I don't want to hear. Wait.
I had to say it. Like
I had to say it, Mannix.
It was as if that. It wasn't no pressure. It was.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like he is. He. She's not really there, and he's just pressing play like on a pre-recorded like. Interview
like
from something else. It's like
right. Just a little sound box with four right. hot girl responses.
That, you know, was even more fun
shut up. Kiss my butt.
The thing
go to
I was, what was I? It was what, 2017? I was in Djibouti.
Okay, we're stopping there. We can't. Okay.
What I was doing. And it, but what was so funny, because it's like, I know you were following me. I think
him talking to some chick he's trying to fuck.
Or whatever.
So
I was posting stuff and, but you never like spoke to me. And then all of a sudden
you
it
never
was like
You never liked.
What?
Spoke to me.
All of a sudden, you retweeted me.
I think I did a video specifically for you.
Oh, okay.
What is the awakening?
No, it wasn't that yet. I hadn't done that yet.
About empowerment within ourselves. Was there just a glitch in the matrix?
I know, I can't. The fucking audio is so shit poor. I can't.
So, if I may, real fast,
I gotta X out.
Shout out, Sherry VF, who just tuned in and said at first she thought
that was
Black Velvet was Michael Johnson. I'm just saying, you got real potential, man. You got real potential.
Yeah, can you just Sherry, like transform for us?
Is there a White Velvet? Is there a.
Can't tell you. How much that means to me.
White Velvet, everyone!
Seafoam green. If those of you tuning in on YouTube, they can see his shirt. Seafoam green velvet, everybody. Clap it up.
Seafoam green.
I like seafoam. It's like CeeLo, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Why am I suddenly having a craving for seafoam green and
lime? Have you ever seen the video of a cell phone blowing up next to CeeLo's head? Mm-mm. Like he's just making a call and a battery goes bad and it just explodes and the dude next to him is like laughing hysterically.
What?
I don't know if it's CeeLo or literally any other fat guy but they sold it as CeeLo and I want to believe. Yeah. Wow. White Velvet. Thank you for joining us in studio.
I'm so happy to be here. Was it always like that or was it the years of parliaments?
No.
I've always talked like this.
White Velvet. White Velvet.
Give me two rivers. Say, you be the Colorado, and I'll be the Mississippi.
You be the Colorado, I'll be the Mississippi.
I don't know if you guys can hear my belts already off.
Yeah, I am. Jesus, I am.
That is just...
I'm drenched.
That is full.
Is there any poetry you want to do for us while you're in studio, White Velvet?
Roses are red, violets are blue. I mean, they're green. I mean, you know... Just you and I picking flowers down by the riverbend.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's, I mean, just because he has three times the followers, Papa. You know what I mean? You can't hate too much.
I can't. What? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming, White Velvet.
I gotta go stop my
quick question, White Velvet. Like, what is it you're actually selling on the website, White Velvet?
I'm selling Black Velvet. I mean, White Velvet.
Okay, but what is White Velvet?
Can we make him White Chocolate instead of White Velvet?
No, he's White Velvet.
You gotta come to White Velvet.
Stop trying to call him White Chocolate. That's a slave name.
It's so hacky.
And take a look at the merch. We take all kinds of payment.
Really? Okay.
There's not a way that you cannot pay.
PayPal.
That's true. I put in my Diner's Club card.
And we take Diner's Club.
You did.
Michelin rating. Incredible. 5-star.
We can put it on layaway.
Actually have an address so I can mail you a check. Yeah, I really appreciated that.
First person.
COD.
First person to retweet.
So,
Western Union.
White Velvet, do you want to describe the cover of your book that's available on IamWhiteVelvet.com?
That's me in a white tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
In between a pair of large white breasts. I got my head. You can't see your face, though.
No, you can't.
No,
you got to make reference to the.
You can hear on my podcast number 3.
Yeah.
Wait. Let me make this a little more realistic. Hold on. now say it.
Hold on.
Cradle between some giant white breasts.
Give me a
Just get it. Yeah. Just do it.
They call it Joe Gags.
You can hear my heartbeat, can't you? Can you feel my essence? You be the tigress, and I'll be the Memphis.
Together,
Old Town Alexandria, but in Egypt, not Virginia. That's enough of that.
Yes, it is.
I'll bill you later. You can hit me up on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Venmo, PayPal.
I am White Velvet.
You can just send me the money.
So what do you do exactly with all the money? I'm assuming you're making thousands a week from your poetry and your...
Wait a minute.
I make signage for my cars.
I pressed your head into my breast. How do I owe you money?
Because I'm White Velvet.
He's White Velvet.
Because you're the velvet.
Yeah. Like
I do like the feeling of velvet on my titties.
Yeah. You know, don't be asking stupid questions about where I'm driving you.
I am in Papa's basement.
So
yeah, I need all that money for gas because I'm driving all day.
Yeah, that's true. Just getting noticed, White
just
Velvet.
Trying to get my signs out.
White
Posted
Velvet
signs everywhere.
Like, what advice would you give me to go up and, like, you know, get a girlfriend, like, spice up my love life? Just what would you say to inspire
me? Get yourself a domain name.
Okay.
An Instagram.
Okay.
A Snapchat.
All right, Snapchat.
Twitter. A YouTube. Okay. Facebook.
A lot of social media, yeah.
A big old white magnet.
Oh, for my car?
For your car.
What does it say?
I am the Greek Velvet. .com.
I am the Mediterranean. I am the feta velvet.
I'm the feta velvet.
I can't believe I'm in studio with White Velvet.
You are the baklava.
Smooth like hummus.
White Tasty Velvet. Like Once baklava. I do all this.
And, sweet like honey.
And I get my girlfriend, like, what is an ideal first date? Like, what should I do with her?
Bring on your podcast.
Okay.
But she can't use your microphone. She got to sit in another room and talk through. Get two old empty soup cans.
Oh, my God.
And give her one.
In another room?
Give her one of the soup cans. And you put a string on it. She talks into one end. And then you take your end of the soup can.
I can't do it, man.
And you point it towards your microphone. You have an interview. You talk to each other about how you're trying to call each other. How you did an Instagram post for how it was your awakening.
My awakening.
In the arms. The black. I can't even. The white chocolate. The white velvet.
But you got whatever you do, just make sure that, you know, she gives you at least. She chips in for part of the soup cans.
Because you have to have gas money.
You got to use the.
Yeah.
You got to use only Progresso will do. Don't bring that Campbell's shit.
If she's not going to use that soup, make sure you get it in a bowl. Because you can eat that soup later.
If I forget the bowl, should I just go in my cupped hands?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you don't have a bowl, just. You're going to have to do the whole podcast with soup in your hands.
She's not going to use that soup.
Better ask her, though, you know. Maybe she wanted the soup. Women don't like when you take the soup.
The question is, do you heat up the soup in the microwave or on the stove? Where's the heat coming from?
Don't waste your money on the microwave. You can use that money for earbuds to listen to your podcast.
AirPods.
That's what you do. You go out into the woods up in Maryland, about 2 hours away. That's where you go cooking.
Blair Witch Project is cheaper. The Blair Witch Project. Costco gas. Shout out.
I put my head in between the Blair Witch's titties.
You gotta save all your money for your magnet stickers for your car. Because you're gonna want some color magnet stickers. Black and white. People aren't gonna see that shit in the sunshine.
It's too much, man.
I'm saving up for a sticker that depicts every form of payment I take. Put it at the bottom of my car.
Now, wait a minute. I feel like we're making an assumption that the thing on Black Velvet's car was a magnet. And not like a permanent sticker, because he doesn't strike me as a waffler. That's a permanent. That's ironed on.
Well, I'm
to his car
up for an airbrush painting on the side. But I'm trying to find somebody that's not going to charge me for the paint.
Did you recycle the soup cans for that money?
Only Progresso.
Yeah. If I
gourmet.
I eat part of the soup and I freeze it, and if I can't make it to my freezer. Out in my little shed 2 hours away.
No, I
bury it in a boulevard that I drive by.
I'm gonna
I got soup buried all over Lee Highway.
Shout out Don Perlis. Hey Donnie. Michael, I'm gonna tell White Velvet to say something. I'm not gonna say it out loud. I'm gonna tell him to say it, and I'm just gonna wait, and you can all pat me on the back later. Hold on.
Yeah, when you have your girl over, mm-hmm. and you're making your own podcast headphones out of the soup cans, yeah. you just remember, only cream soup will do.
Joey's so happy with himself. Joey's sitting there like he just fucking wrote the Declaration of Independence.
I broke the internet. Finally happened. Broke it. Nailed it. Only cream soups. Cream of broccoli. Hey, if you cream of mushroom. Cream of cheddar.
Just know if you broke the internet, I can't pay for that shit. I didn't break the internet. You told me to say it.
Tell us about the White Velvet compound that's apparently in Thurmont, Maryland.
Yeah. Thurmont? Is that real? Oh, yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's northern Frederick County. Yeah,
he knows what's up.
In the boonies.
That's where I learned my craft.
Your craft of poetry or lovemaking or what?
Yeah, I was abandoned as a child.
Oh no, White Velvet.
Raised by wolves.
Did the wolves have extraordinarily deep voices?
No, they were extraordinary meticulous with their finances.
Howl like those wolves. Tell me how those wolves used to howl, White Velvet.
White Velvet has a poem about seeing his wolf mother one time come up on a half-eaten can of soup.
Oh my god, I think I just hacked up that smelling salt you shoved in my nose earlier.
And licking it clean. Bastard. And I just found that profoundly moving.
Oh. Amazing.
Mama.
Mama. Wolf mama.
Wolf mama.
Till what age did you breastfeed from wolf mama?
It's too much,
to
man.
Save money.
Romulus and Remus.
Did you know that you can save about $23 a month if you get your milk from your mama's titty? I'm not saying.
Hashtag velvet facts.
Velvet.
I'm not saying all your milk, just some of it.
I'm gonna tell White Velvet to say something else. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. I'm just gonna have him say it.
Hold on. Here comes the Constitution, hot off the heels of the Declaration of Independence. Oh god. Oh shit.
This is a lovemaking tip.
White Velvet, I've been waiting.
Sometimes I have been known to be afflicted with a disease called priapism.
I love the extra syllable. That's when it's extra hard. Priapism.
Dude, I'm dying, man.
And that's when
we all are. Just...
I call a special lady over, and I tell her what my condition is. My
yes.
And I tell her I lean over when she's just had enough of it, too much, you know, jabbing in the side all night. I just lean over and whisper in her ear. You gotta rub it if you wanna make it soft.
There it is! There it is!
Oh, God.
I have no idea where these phrases are coming from.
The original phrase I told
Michael,
him to say.
Michael, you came back. We've had White Velvet in studio this
was
whole time.
Was he here? He is always gone whenever I show up. I don't know what it is.
Michael Johnson, everybody.
It was the worst luck. He's an incredible talent.
He is. Have you seen his Hyundai?
I've seen his Hyundai Elantra. It has wiring problems.
Right. It's an SE. It's a sport edition.
Check out
15-inch rims on that baby.
Check out those magnets.
I will. Yeah, they're incredible. And always with soup cans at the ready.
Really? Yeah. I've never understood that. I don't know.
He told us everything.
Wow. I'll have to tune into the podcast.
Yeah. Like, have to check it out. Yeah. And also, like, a harrowing tale about his childhood. And he was literally raised by wolves and to this day breastfeeds from his wolf mother.
Why does he do that?
To save money. But I also think it's a virility thing. Like, I think it gives him the priapismus.
What you mean, priapism?
Wait. Papa, from experience, what's it actually called? What did your doctor tell you?
Priapism.
Is that the curve? Is that the one where you get the curve?
No, it's just when your dick won't go down. It's from, there's a deity, I guess either Greek or Roman, called Priapus. And my Turkish buddy John Ilhan in Latin class one time pulled out a little Priapus keychain that he got from Turkey.
Does he have an erection?
Yeah, he's just like a little tree trunk with a dick that's like bigger than him.
Oh, nice.
Like, I had ever heard of that when they came out with Viagra.
The ads? Yeah, the priapism. Yeah.
Apparently that's that's been going on for thousands of years.
What? Yeah, ever since people started sucking wolf titties.
Well, that's, I don't know if you know, but that's how Rome was started. Romulus and Remus, they suckled at the wolf's teat, and then they started Rome.
Romulus fucked Remus to death.
And they couldn't get rid of their erections?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's, you know.
Threw them into a rage.
Big erection, yeah.
Romulus?
Romulus just started fucking Remus's soft spot. It was fucking crazy, oh my God, man. Yeah.
You ever heard of the Roman numerals? Maybe you've heard of it. That's
what they're called. Yeah.
It's not as cool as a dick disorder, but it's something.
This is true.
Pop up.
I don't know.
What's the one? What's the one where your dick curves? Have you seen those commercials? It's like a guy. It's like,
called Johnism. Yeah,
does your penis have a curve? And it's like an old guy holding up a banana, and it's like.
Does it look like the edge of a Hot Wheels track?
That's going to get to the. I mean, isn't the G spot is up on the roof?
Well, I mean, if it's just curving up, then that's.
If it's curving up, it's more.
I would call that a gonzo.
call that Tuesday night in the Johnson house. They don't call me Johnson for nothing.
Gonzo.
Yeah, oh. Actually, that'd be a reverse gonzo. A gonzo hanging, if you will.
Did White Velvet come back?
Hey, did somebody?
Oh my God, it's White Velvet.
Michael just.
Somebody mentioned gonzo.
Yeah, White Velvet is your. That are one. You bent like that or curved at all? Or?
That was my original name that my mother gave me.
Really? Your wolf mommy?
Yeah.
Oh, so your wolf mom could speak English.
Was she, or are you?
It's how I interpreted.
And was familiar with the works of Jim Henson.
Which she would call me and say, oh.
I want to tell him to say something else, but it's just, that ship has sailed. I wanted to say, Velvet is a natural.
I just missed
fiber.
Him.
Again.
He's gone
again.
That's a shame. Every time I go to tell him to say something, he bolts.
Why don't you talk into the tin can? Maybe he'll respond. Yeah.
Did he leave one behind?
The one. He did. No. Oh, no. He took it. He said he needed to recycle them.
Oh, man. I mean, it sounds like
don't bring that cream of crab around
here.
He
said stickers don't pay for themselves.
Magnets.
Yeah, magnets.
Soup don't make itself.
Yeah. Soup don't reheat itself. You be the cream of mushroom.
He told this story.
I'll be the croutons.
He saved on heating costs by pouring soup down a lover's breasts and then lapping it up between them at the bottom.
Oh, wow.
It was great.
He is an original.
He's a renaissance man. I like
he knows what he's doing.
Him.
He knows what he's doing. Guy. Oh, there he is.
Did he?
I don't know. Did he?
I feel
are
like...
we yes handing that still? I don't know. It's a little hokey, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, look, now he's sitting in Papa's seat.
I feel like
there's a thing called the refractory period that Joe needs to acknowledge and respect.
Joe, stop drinking from that well. It's drying up like your titties.
Stop. Stop beating the ass of that laugh horse and racing it around the track one more time.
What can I say, man? Cream soups get me hot.
Yeah. Wow. God.
Micro oven.
We didn't get black velvet, but we got white velvet. And yeah,
that's
within.
Oh, my God. He's back.
Oh, now he's back. Yes, and
I've crawled up inside Michael's ass.
Oh.
To save on eating.
I was going to say, it sounds frugal. Are you going to just eat his food like a tapeworm?
But can your phone get reception in there so you can accept payment from all your multiple sites?
That's not a bad idea.
PayPal is a go, but I'm having Venmo problems. Oh, shit. I just unplugged my headphones, I think.
Oh, my God.
Cream of crab soup. That's good times. You put a little Obey on there? You put a little
white velvet?
Cheddar cheese.
You just all about the soup. Like anything that's a soup and really high in fat. I think, like, Joe, this entire episode could have been comedy free. But if I was talking about cream of cheddar, Joe would just be in the corner, like, cuckjacking it. Can't go on.
Cock jacket, is that a new thing? Oh my god.
Do you have a soup fetish?
I mean,
I gotta be honest, man. You get filled up by a nice bowl of cream soup.
You do.
You know? Fill your belly up.
It's the best bargain for the money.
I need to buy some cream of chicken, mushroom? I guess.
Cream of chicken?
For some recipes.
Are you making a casserole? Really? Are you making a
casserole? I am. I'm going to make chicken and broccoli.
Is it going to be the crispy noodles on the top?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, or the onions?
The crispy. Yeah. You know what they have now? They have crispy jalapenos.
Really? Ooh,
that's good.
Bang sauce.
Yeah. You like delicious. How I confuse the fried onions with Korean noodles?
Speaking of bang sauce.
Yeah.
Blood velvet's bang.
Speaking of bang sauce.
Hi, guys.
I am...
Yellow Velvet.
I am Yellow Velvet. I am... I open for White Velvet. I heard you guys were talking about bang sauce. Yes. And I thought I'd come by and I was like, hey, I know something about bang sauce.
Yellow Velvet. Oh, man. Yellow Velvet, tell us about your mom.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to hear about me. Right. Okay. Gather around, fellas.
Sure. Yeah, Yellow Velvet.
is that a can of soup?
I want to hear about what's her face's Instagram account. So what happened with the
oh my god, yeah, we can end on that real fast.
Let's end on that one.
All right Yellow Velvet. So a couple of weeks ago I took like the fucking blue guys from Avatar inviting the army into their forest. I took Michael Johnson over here to my little slice blue of heaven ocean. On earth. Blue Ocean, yeah, Japanese restaurant, Fairfax, Virginia. I have this like waitress, Masako. She's great. And I took Eva there a couple days later, like again, just trying to stick my dick back in my woman after you unloaded your white velvet cream of mushroom in her.
You brought in another woman?
I brought in another woman, yeah. You know?
What were you hoping to accomplish with
facilitate jealousy. I was like, Eva, laugh like I just said something incredibly funny.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I just wanted Masako to remember who tips her $4 on Lunchbox B every week or so.
You only tip her $4?
Yeah, it's like a $12 lunchbox. Venmo. 33%,
okay, I guess so.
Sir.
Yeah, for you, that is pretty much...
That's me. That is me.
That's you laying down a 50.
Yeah, exactly. For me, that's like, you know how much I love you, girl, and then I'm throwing the Progresso can out the window.
Right.
That's how much. That's not getting recycled. That's how much I love you.
Gotcha.
So I'm there, and somehow comedy comes up. And Masako walks up, and she's like, you're a comedian? This is my Masako. It's flawless. And Michael, and I'm sure Joe to some extent too, but you've had to have had this moment where... You're like, well, I'm a comedian, but mostly improv, so it almost doesn't count in some capacity.
I just say yes.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I am. Because, yeah, people hear comedian, they just think stand-up. She immediately starts going on like, I love Cat Williams and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she hits me up. She's like, look, I need to see you live. And I just immediately picture pretty much like
outside
her
of work.
In a social setting.
Yeah. No, like she could be the fourth mic. That's what I'm, you know, right. You want to see what I do for comedy? It's this, Massico. This is what you asked for. I'm like, she's like, look, you got an Instagram, you got a website. My website's a fucking shitstorm. So I'm like, let's just do the Insta. She friends me like 2 days later. It turns out she's like this like cougar fitness model. Like she wears this like really staid all black outfit.
You idiot.
For the, you know, the Blue Ocean waitressing gig. She's in like booty shorts and shit and sports bras with like ink up and down her sides. Like,
why? Okay. It's now I need to see her.
All right. I'll punch it up for you
punch it up. Oh, punch it up.
I want your. Yes, I will punch it up, Joseph.
Punch it up. 1947 called.
Shut up.
Wants its expression back. Hey, I'm going to punch it up. See? I'm going to get you right here.
All
right.
Hold on. Let's go to. I'm not as adept at this stuff as Black Velvet.
Are
or
you
white
punching?
Velvet.
Is it punched? Tell me when it's punched.
It's punched. I'm putting in the punch cards.
So you were impressed. Is this like her, this is a side gig?
I think she's just literally like, hey, look, I hold it together like a mother effer, even though I have a kid that's like 18 years old. It's just pictures of her doing squats. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like the young me. There you go. You can flip through the photos, but there's.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Damn.
I know. And I don't like it, man. It's queered the waters because now I'm going to think of her as like this fucking smoke show. And I just want her to be like the nice lady that brings me the fucking salmon roll.
See, I don't know why you didn't think of her as a smoke show.
I right did. I've bat. Always thought. But like this is, you know, this is the moment in oh Can't Hard. I know.
That's awfully provocative.
This is like Rachel Lee Cook. Taking off the glasses and suddenly she's the fucking, you know, the piece of poos you always wanted.
Rachel Lee Cook.
She's a Redskins fan, too.
Oh, yeah, big into the HTTR, sir.
Oh, nice. Gosh, she is hot as balls.
I know. It's fucking insane, man.
So after the show, we're going to Blue Ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She looks like, she looks just like my buddy's ex-fiance. I'm not going to name names, but.
Uh-huh.
According to MR, I'll talk to you after the show.
Holy shit.
Yes, I know, man. Good.
Well, I think we need to give her a shout out.
Oh, God, yeah.
Now, wait a minute. I wonder what Black Velvet would think of her, or White Velvet.
White Velvet, what's your take on Mass?
White Velvet's not here, John.
I think he just walked in.
Oh, he did. He just walked in. Look at that. White Velvet just walked in. You can't deny this.
I need to go get some soup.
They call it ramen over there.
I'll be back. Gonna go get this woman some cans.
Go visit my friend, Tom Yum.
I'm in love.
I know. Lovely. I remember when you she first walked away, and under your breath, you just went, you smell like a bubblegum dream.
Oh, yeah, she smelled great, too.
She's amazing. She's just the best person on earth.
So, what's her status?
I think she's hitched. Like, oh, really? Unfortunately, yeah. That's what her husband's
there
like.
There's another
a pilot.
Cute girl there working. There are
yes,
a couple of
there's
them.
A couple, man.
So Blue Ocean giving you some. We're giving a lot of people some.
Some
Black Velvet
plugs.
And Blue Ocean.
Some juice. What do they call it? Black. Some juice.
Some juice.
What's the Hollywood juice. Term?
You give them some juice. Juice.
Plugging them.
What if we call it the soup from now on? Giving them some soup.
Giving them some soup. Yeah.
Giving them some soup string.
Yeah.
Some soup.
What up, Joe? Looks like you have something to say.
No, I was just going to, I just want some soup.
You do? Let's call it, man. I mean,
I'm just saying.
Like, that's it. We had a great one.
Well, in that case then, if we're going to end it, can I just say that throughout the course of the show, you'll notice I kept moving the mic around.
Mm-hmm.
That was in response, because I got the live feed here.
Thank you.
Every time Michael moved, my mic would obscure his face, and I would move the mic away from his face, and then he would move again. So pretty much the whole show is going to be Michael moving.
Well, we appreciate that.
I mean,
man.
I do what I can. He's much better looking than I am.
You're on the ball.
You know, that's very nice of you to do for the five people that are watching.
I tried.
But, Joe, your wife loves your soup.
Well, I mean, it's hot and there's lots of carrots in it.
It's very calorically dense.
And it's heated up on the stove, not the microwave. Like
carrots
animal.
Are good.
Oh, yellow velvet's back.
Yeah, did someone mention carrots in the soup?
Wow.
I'm a little bit of more wholesome velvet.
Anybody got any barley? Where's the barley soups?
Come to my website if you want to sign up for my lollipop newsletter.
Yellow Velvet.
Shut up, Yellow Velvet.
Yeah.
Nobody licking lollipops.
No wonder you were the belle of the Cornell Ball. Everyone loves you.
Cornell. Nice.
Cornell. It's Ivy League. Yellow Velvet doesn't fuck around, man. Ivy
League. Cornell Ball?
Yeah, Cornell.
Yeah.
It's Ivy League, man.
Are you talking about Cornell's balls?
There we go. It's pronounced Colonel.
You're the corn ball.
Corn soup? Shit.
Corn
protein? Shit.
Well, there it is.
There it is. There's the Street Fighter music.
Hence the show's weird name.
Yeah, Papa's Basement. Everyone, I'm John Papa Giorgio. You like that show? Of course you did. Find all the episodes at Papa's Basement on YouTube and iTunes and Stitcher. P-A-P-A.
Hey, apostrophe. Can you rent out this basement?
Oh, my God. White Velvet. We're going to miss you, buddy. You got to come back.
Hey, I need a place to live. I'll give you $400.
What happened to the compound in Thurmont?
It's being fumigated.
I'm having my car worked on.
No. Oh, you got to stay in Fairfax for the time being.
Guy said it could be the alternator. It could be the starter. I think it's some motherfucking sport plugs.
Oh, my
God. Sport plugs. Sport belts and hoses.
While White Velvet walks out and Michael Johnson comes back in, Joe Gagliardi, anything you want to say?
That was fun, man. Always appreciate it. Good times. Michael Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Safe travels. You can find me on... I have socials now, so am I supposed to give the socials?
Okay. Do any of them start with Joe? Because I'll type in at J-O-E and nothing comes up.
Is that the idea? I'm not very good at making socials. So what is Twitter? The Mighty Joey G.
Okay.
I think that's also Facebook. No, I'm sorry. That's also Insta. Facebook is just Joe Gagliardi or Natalie Joseph III. I don't know, man. Just,
okay.
If you know me, find me. If you don't know me, you're probably not going
to
like me.
How about we
anyway.
Just short it to Joe Mighty G and then we can insinuate you in the gay community?
How about we short it to Pepperoni Velvet or something like that?
Okay.
You know, like Spaghetti that. Velvet.
All right.
Tomato Velvet. Red Velvet.
Do I have any show? Oh yeah, I have a show coming up here in on Saturday in Frederick, Maryland, at the Maryland Ensemble Theater.
No shit.
I'm doing a two-person show with a gentleman by the name of James
Black
McGarvey.
Velvet.
Yes, we're gonna do a two-person improv show.
Hey everybody, we need a suggestion.
Soup.
James McGarvey.
You know James?
He does
do stuff up at the Baltimore Improv Group and stuff.
Big. Okay.
Yes. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. Insta. And if you want to send me a text, just, 301-524-2251. I'm just going to give up my phone number every show now.
I love it.
If you want to reach me, grab a suitcase.
Hey.
Till the next one. We're out of here.
Oh.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.